And if a person gets down working in a field and is kind of sitting down in the back of his leg and say he's down on his
haunches?
Yeah. And if someone's been ill and hasn't been outside much at all, you might say, he looks awfully
pale, pale.
Yeah. Would you ever use peaked or puny?
Well, I don't think so.
And what would, if someone said that a person was strong, what would that mean?
Healthy or robust.
Or how about stout?
That could be about that.
And if a person's very easy to get along with, you'd say he's an awfully what kind of person?
Smooth tempered.
All right. And would you ever use something like good natured or?
Yes.
All right. And if a person, a teenager especially, who just seems to be all arms and legs, you say he's awfully
gangling or slender.
All right. And if a person who was always doing things something wrong, you might call him a what?
Troublemaker.
Okay. And a person who doesn't part easily with his money.
Well, you could refer to him being stingy or being the type of person that takes care of her.
Would you ever use an expression like tightwad or skinflint?
Well, I have
or
heard.
Cabbage person?
Yeah. I've heard them called skinflints.
All right. And what about the, what does the word common mean, talking about a person? This person is common.
Well, I would think that it was just something like how people live about it all the time. Say, if you inquire about the health, it's as well as common. I think it's the general health.
Okay. And if someone is gets around a lot, an older person gets around a lot, you might say she's
active.
All right. Would you ever use spry or peart?
I have heard it used.
Which word?
Both.
Okay. Would you pronounce them for me?
Spry and peart.
Okay.
I really don't know how to spell that peart unless it's P-E-R-T.
Okay, well, that's okay. If someone doesn't watch out what he's doing, you might say he's awfully
careless.
Yeah, and little boy or girl might say that wants the light on at night because he's what of the dark? He's
afraid of the dark.
And then he says, well, I'm not afraid of the dark now. His mother says, well, you ought to be afraid of the dark, you.
Art or art?
Uh-huh. All right. Would you pronounce that either way?
I'd say it's art on the
But art is fairly common.
Art is sometimes used for the word art.
And how about how about used to be afraid? That means something different, of course, for that. But is that, you might say he used to be afraid of the dark?
Well, you'd say he used to be afraid, or he's always been afraid of the dark.
All right. What does the word queer mean?
Well, it's a person that's not like the majority of people.
Mm-hmm. How would you pronounce that?
Queer.
Have you ever heard it pronounced any other way around here?
No, I don't think so.
Queer?
Yeah, I believe I have heard queer, but it's been so long.
If someone is set in his ways and just won't change no matter what, and you might say to such a person, don't be so
set in your ways. Or
do you ever use something like set, sot, obstinate, or ornery, contrary?
No.
And a person who's easily offended, you might say he's awfully
easily to have his feelings hurt. Or
would you ever call such a person touches?
Touches, yes, I've heard that you.
And a person who is that way, you'd say they were teasing him and he got awfully
mad or upset.